You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to this evening's action in Fairy House. We're back at the home of the Irish Grand National for a 7-race National Hunt card. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Very well, Mark, thank you.
Good man. Good man.
You?
Yeah, very good, thank you.
Good stuff.
Looking forward to Fairy House. It's always pretty good there, isn't it?
Yeah, big field today, by and large. No great quality on show. But very much a competitive card for punters to get their teeth into. No short price favourites, which is good.
Yeah, and only one race with a field less than eight. So, like I said, it's good field size and everything tonight. Nice competitive stuff, so plenty to get stuck into. Before we get stuck into that, though, Andy, we did a preview yesterday for Wexford, going left-handed for the first time. What did you make of it?
I thought it worked okay.
Yeah?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Suited my nap anyway to start off, which obliged. But, it seemed... to be well received. Didn't seem to be any great negatives. Track layout seemed to suit most horses. It looked okay. Wasn't any major shocks. A lot of the horses that have run well before did so, despite going the other way around. Yeah, I think they'll probably carry on with that.
Yeah, it was encouraging, wasn't it?
Was, yeah.
Bit of news as well with regards to the Punchestown Festival. Several pieces coming out from Willie Mullins. Did anything catch your eye with the news stories yesterday?
Well, yeah, he's slightly concerned about one or two of his stars, isn't he? Their well-being and the whether they've had hard races at the festival and one or two crunching falls. Annie Power, of course, particularly Arctic Fire. I'm amazed they're thinking of running him again after that horrible fall at Aintree. Yeah, he obviously took a bit of a pounding. Jack Adam had the hard race in the Gold Cup. Interesting race. He's going to be a Hurricane Flood jet ski, that clash over 3 miles.
Yeah.
Amongst others. My gut reaction would be to say that jet ski, I think, out of the two, would be more suited to stepping up to three, being as he got the 2.5 really well at Aintree. Hurricane Fly over three. But, yeah, it's fascinating, isn't it? Yeah, it's a totally new dimension, isn't it, to... the 3 mile scene with those two added into it.
Yeah, if they can reproduce any of their battles over the shorter distances, we're in for a treat there. Vitar as well, out of novice company, probably going to go in the champion chase.
Yeah, I think typical Willie Mullins, like he did at Cheltenham Festival. I just think he's moving his pawns around the around the board, and he's looking to find the right races without clashing with his major stars. You know, he doesn't want to run Vator and Don Polly in the same race, like Fahin and Hurricane Fly, for instance. He doesn't want those two to run in the 2 mile race, so he's looking for the best slots, isn't he, for every race. So even if it means horses not running over their correct distance, like for instance last year when he ran Fahin in the 2 mile race and the Vator in the 2.5, and everyone thought it was going to be the other way around. So he's not averse to doing that for a start off. But yeah, it's going to be great next week. There's going to be a lot of races where he's going to dominate, and short prices are very much going to be the order of the day, but they're going to be fascinating viewing anyway.
We'll look forward to that next week. Should be good. Let's look at tonight's action, though. Fairy House starts at 4.55 with a maiden hurdle over 2 miles. The market, headed by joint favourites this morning, Spaceship and To Choose, are both 4-1. 6-1 for Dave Stamper and Encrypted Message. Shadigan is 7s with 1 diamond. 8-1 for Carried. 10s or bigger for the others. Who'd you like in the opening then, Andy?
Yeah, and I still on this. Quite a few unknown quantities, and we've got several that now are racing on ground, which they've been waiting for quite a while. A few unraced, such as Encrypted Message and Shadowgarn entering the party, and horses that haven't run for quite a while, such as Spaceship, who've been waiting for the ground. So I wouldn't be that confident of nailing down the winner here, so I'm just going to go for something on my figures that I think will run well enough to justify the each-way selection, and that's going to be To Choose from the Thomas Gibney stable. He hasn't won in 11, but he has run a series of good races in defeat, and my notion is that the better ground might well suit him today, rather than the soft ground he's been running on largely throughout his life and through this winter as well. His best two runs on my figures, which put him top of the pile, are his last two runs in competitive handicaps at Leopardstown. He was six beyond sorted out in that good race on Hennessy Day. Of course, the winner sorted out, went on to finish second in the county hurdle. And then he chased down that well-handicapped horse of Thomas Mullins's Sir Scorpion, who followed up next time out at Fairy House, and of which the form is working out really well. Once again, this six-year-old didn't quite get home on the ground. And if you go back to his flat form, most of his form is over distances in and around a mile, mile and a quarter sort of bracket. So that would mean to me that faster ground would put less pressure on his stamina. He has, of course, got the likes of Spaceship to beat, who was mixing it in decent company early on in the season, such as the likes of Duvan and McKinley et al. He had very little chance there, and he's certainly got a better opportunity on generally quick ground today. Dave Stamper comes into the argument as well, having a similar profile to To Choose. But I'll go with, like I say, To Choose. He's top of my sheet with a couple of really good figures in those races on ground that didn't suit. And he's got a good record here as well at Fairy House. So I think he's an each-way bet around about the 92 mark.
Each-way bet for Andy then in the opener. The 5.25 is the second race on the card. This one is a handicap hurdle over 2 miles for four-year-olds and older that are rated 80 to 102. Bog War is the 4-1 favourite. Had a bit of a nibble from 9-2 this morning. In Desperate, also subject to support, 11-2 and 9-2 this morning. 8-1 for PLO. Lonan is also 8s, 9s for Sister Annie. It's 14-1 for No Kidding if that one gets in, but that is a reserve. 16s for Maidalia and Havana Dancer, Miss Gally Rio, Annie Allen and Lil Belusa, and then 20-1 or bigger prices for the others. Quite an open contest, Sandy, but I know you've got quite an opinion here.
I have, yeah. I'll certainly be afraid of Bog War in this race. My selection's going to be in Esperit, but Bog War certainly arrives here with an upward curve on his profile graph. He's, I think, been waiting for better ground than he's been running on as well. How he managed to win on heavy ground last time out at Navan was beyond me, to be honest. But such is his form at the moment, he managed to do so. David Mullins, who rode him on that occasion, gets the leg up again this afternoon. And I think he's definitely a worthy favourite. But I'm also very keen on this Inespera. I'm going to make him my nap of the day. He comes out of that race at Fairy House, which I touched upon on yesterday's podcast when I did the Wexford preview. And that was one of the reasons I napped Salita, because the speed figure of that race was such that I desperately want to follow the first sort of four or five home that were involved in the finish. Inespera, for me as well, travelled like the best horse in that race. He cruised around the home turn looking as though he was definitely going to win. And only just to find the one pace late on, but I think it was probably due to the very soft ground which prevented him from bounding clear like it looked he was going to. And he did exactly the same thing the time before at Navan. He's actually, funny enough, I think he jumping was his Achilles heel the time before. He just never got on the right leg all the way down the straight, and he crashed his way through the final three, put him on the back foot, but he finished really strongly. And I just think this horse has been crying out for better ground, and that's what Tony Martin's done today. We know he goes well around the track. He's miles clear with these on the numbers. That race last time out, like I say, puts him quite a bit ahead of the rest of the field. I'm pretty sure with a clear round, he'll finish in the first four. So if you can back him at 5-1 this morning, I think you're on a safe bet to nothing. And hopefully he's jumping a hold-up, and he's got a good enough turn of foot at the end to beat Bog War. But he's a nice horse, and I think you should keep on the right side of him. So Inespera, nap of the day in the 5.25.
Nap of the day for Andy then in the 5.25. We move on to the 5.55 next race, 3 in the card, and this one is a handicap hurdle over 3 miles. The market headed by Big Kern and Never Said That, who are both 4-1. Never Said That, though, has been shortened from 9-2 this morning. 11-2 for Ballyfin Boy, Mr. Echo 13-2, 8-1 for Bank Bonus, and 10s or bigger for the others. Who would you recommend in the 5.55, Andy?
It's got to be Never Said That, hasn't it? If you look at the form of that EBF final, I mean, it was literally chock full of some of the best young staying talent in Ireland, outside of Grady Company. There was lots of well-fancied horses in that race. The winner, Jimmy, two times, had been laid out for the race. Fine Article, lovely big chasing type from the Paul Nolan stable. The well gambled on Pleasant Company, who went off 11-8. They all thought at the Mullins camp that he was a certainty. a mark of 120. But you look at the horses that finished behind, never said that. All hell let loose, easy for me to say. He, of course, chased down Ben Telemar in a Grade 2 earlier on in the season. Horses like Vediterias were also in that race as well that were well beaten. Hick Thomas, Kilford, Captain Von Trapp, Golden Boot, Engus. I mean, it was a really good EBF final, very much like the one run in this country at Sandown. They're all going to be chasers in the future, and I think this horse will make a chaser in time, particularly next year. But for now, he comes here to the same track which saw him run to his best ever figure. Again, he's miles clear on my figures. He's run really well three times here at the track. He ran well the time before behind My Door. Obviously, that horse has run well subsequently. King Blue, the second, has won since. His form's rock solid. He's back on better ground which suits. And I think he's a rattling good bet. He's 4-1 this morning with William Hill. I can see this horse going off 9-4, 5-2. So, again, another very strong bet. Never said that in the 5.55.
Get on earlier than by the sounds of things.
Definitely, yeah. He's going to be much shorter than the early morning price.
Okay, confident selection from Andy then in the 5.55. The 6.25 is race 4 on the card. This one is a beginner's chase over 2 miles and 5.5 furlongs. And Jarab is the 11-10 favourite. 2-1 for Cara's Oscar, 3-1 for Fort Smith, and then 16-1 or bigger prices for the others. So the betting only really concerning those three, Andy. Do you see it between the three yourself?
Yeah, I mean, Jarab sets the standard so far of offences with that run here last time out. It was a bit of a slowly run race, and in the end, DePazzo has got a decent turn of foot. Outspeeded the strong stay Eddie Army, but Jarab certainly ran well enough on his fifth start over fences. He certainly got all the experience he wants to win a race like this, and I do look quite like his training. He hasn't got that many horses, Andrew Lynch, but he went very near to breaking his festival duck at Cheltenham with Zabano, of course, just got nutted by Antoine Poitou. So he definitely is respected here. The sneaky one is this Cara's Oscar. Now, not sure what went wrong on its last start when seen at the Canali Festival back in July, but prior to that, this horse had absolutely blitzed a good field over hurdles at this track, and I just don't know why there's been an issue with this horse. Maybe he's had some kind of physical problem or maybe an internal problem, because he hasn't been on the track for the best part of 10 months, but he's got the times over hurdles to absolutely massacre this field. This is his right trip as well, so it's an interesting little matchup. I couldn't fancy Fort Smith. He looks like never winning a race. He's been a right dodger this season. So it looks between the front two in the market. Jarab's got the form over hurdles, but I'd probably give a go for Cara Oscar. If his technique over fences is good, then he's certainly got the legs to floor this lot. So let's hope that Colm Murphy's going back to something like his best.
Okay, on to the next race, which is the 6.55. This is race 5 on the card. It's another beginner's chase. This one's over 2 miles and 1 furlong. And the Concord Club is 15-8 at the top of the betting. 9-4 for Shamar. Belgrove is 6s. 9s for Real Deal Holyfield. And 12-1 or bigger prices for the others. Just starting with the Concord Club here, Andy, because she looked like she was going to win at Wexford last time until she got to the last, made a bit of a mistake and got outbattled on the running. Will she go one better here?
That's the problem, isn't it? She has got a bit of a glass chin by the looks of it. Everything went right for her the other day at Wexford. She got the race handed onto on a plate. Everything fell away or fell or just, met interference. And Elroy Rose looks to be struggling coming down the hill. And you think, oh, finally, this horse is going to get its head in front. But she somehow managed to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory yet again. Like I say, with a slow jump at the last. And then didn't have enough momentum, if you like, on that short running to get back at Elway Rose, who pinged it and got away from her. So this is a good opportunity, though, however, because it's a weak race. And if she's on the same form, then she surely has got a favourite chance. But I think Shamar's the interesting one here. A horse who has been in the care for William Munns for quite a while, and he's been a bit disappointing. So new connections have now got him. And interesting, they're plumped for the first time hood. So he's obviously a little bit of a nervous, buzzy type at home. Perhaps lives on his nerves a little bit. But he has got some good form over hurdles. And he's certainly the best of these on his hurdle rating. He's rated 130. And if that transfer to another yard has worked the oracle, I mean, he's been there now a good 4 or 5 months, then I think he's got a great chance of flooring the very vulnerable-looking Conquer Club, who's an very, very short price for a horse who's never won a race in 20 starts. So Shamar, hopefully new connections, like I say, I've worked the oracle with him, and he jumps a clear round because he's certainly got the class to run a big race in that beginner's chase.
The 7.25 is the penultimate race on the card. This one is a handicap chase over 3 miles and one furlong. It's for 5-year-olds and older. That are rated 0 to 102. Le Grand Chien is 4-1 at the top of the market. 5-1 for Windy Millie. Mossgrove is 6s. 7s for Boss Croker. The Buck Thief is 10-1. Fenice Moll is 11s and 12-1. Or bigger prices for the others. One of the more open races on the card, really, Andy.
Yeah, definitely. I'm not particularly keen on. I'll probably go with Windy Millie here because I just think she's the most unexposed one of this lot, this field. A lot of them we know plenty about, the likes of Mossgrove, Boss Croker, Fenice Moll, the Book Thief. They're all getting on a bit. They've got no more progression in them. They're going to run their races, but can they improve beyond a horse who's obviously on the upgrade, which this horse is? I managed to take a sneaky peek of her win down at Cork in a hunter chase. It was a maiden hunter chase. But she followed up that win prior to that at Boris House in a point-to-point on good ground with a smooth round of jumping, always going well in the hands of Kenny Power, pinged the last and went well clear on the running. What that form is amounts to or what it's worth is obviously open to question. But it's interesting connections of David Mullins, obviously one of the rising stars, if not the best conditional over there in Ireland so far this season. So they're obviously keen to get the very best service in the saddle. And I always think that's a statement of intent. And like I say, for a mark of 100, she could be very, very dangerous in this particular handicap. So I'll take a chance with Windy Millie, the hunter chaser, to floor one or two more exposed types in that handicap chase.
Windy Millie then for Andy there, and the final race is the 7.55. We finish with a 2 mile bumper, and Delegate is the even money favourite at the time of recording this. 4-1 for Don't Touch It. Work de Bretto is 11-2. 7-1 for That's How He Did It. Lark's Lane is 10s. 14s for Lord de Buffay and Peter the Mayo Man, and 25-1 or bigger prices for the others. Who do you like in the lucky last, Andy?
Yeah, I'll just talk about a few here and then put my cards on the table with the selection. No great surprise to see Delicate favourite from the Gordon Elliott stable, owned, of course, by Gingistan Stud. Nina Carby booked. Good second behind a lovely horse of Willie Mullins, who's here the last day, on Dogmore. I think we're going to see big things of him. It wouldn't surprise me if Dogmore actually went to the Grade 1 at Punchestown next week, such as his qualities. This horse made the running Delicate, but then just got floored by a better horse late on. Got a good chance that the better ground might just suit this gelding by Robin Deschamps as well. He's been banging his head against the wall on heavy ground. Liable to make the running again. Obviously going to be a tough nut to crack from the front. But there are one or two interesting horses against him, including Don't Touch It, a horse that was very well touted on his debut at Nice back in March. And even though he didn't live up to those expectations, there certainly were flashes in that race to suggest that connections aren't a million miles away from having a really nice horse on their hands. I put it down to a lack of fitness and lack of conditioning on the ground, which was the problem in the end, because he got very tired late on and he looked a bit on his toes beforehand and was a bit keen in the race, but he's definitely got the engine and the body and the structure to make up into a nice horse. And also, there was a good race down at Tremor the other day, won by William Mullins' Children's List, and the Gillian Callaghan horse, That's How He Did It, was a very much an eye catcher in that race, coming from the back of the field. I think with a more positive ride, he would have been a little bit closer at the death. So an intriguing little race to conclude with. I think Delicate is a worthy favourite, even money a little bit too short for my liking. So I'm going to put up this Don't Touch It each way. I did like him at Nice, and hopefully he'll improve, like a lot of Jessies do after their first run, and run a nice race at an each way price.
Okay, Don't Touch It then. In the last, let's just have a little bit of a summary then, Andy, if you'll spin us through your selections for Fairy House one more time.
Yeah, I'd love to. Yeah, it's a competitive enough card today at Fairy House. Only a couple of bets from yours truly here today, and the rest of them are just sort of token selections. We start off with one of those in the first with To Choose. Then we get on to good meaty stuff. I recommend you have two meaty bets on these two. In Esprit, if you can get 4-5-1 each way for him, I'll be amazed if he's out the frame based on his speed figure here last time out in a much better race than this. Never Said That represents the best form in that 3-mile handicap. He ran a blinder in the EBF final, which was a good race this year, only 15 days ago. So those are my best two bets on the card. We then sort of watered down a little bit to Jarob in the 6.25. I'll go with Shamar for new connections in the first time hood in the beginners. The 7.25, I'll take a chance with Windy Millie, who comes from the point-to-point and hunter chase fear. And in the final grace, Delegate, clearly the one to beat, but a little bit too short for me at that price. So I'm going to go with Don't Touch It from an each-way perspective. I really liked him on his debut at Navan.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Andy. Good luck and enjoy the action in Fairy House this evening.
Will do. Cheers, bud.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.